L'alfabeto italiano. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, I lunga, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Notice that five of these letters are actually foreign letters and not part of the Italian alphabet. The J, the K, the W, the X, and the Y. Next, the vowels. Le vocali. A, E, also pronounced E, I, O, U. Notice that E, the letter E is usually A, an open sound, but when it's followed by two or more consonants, it's usually E, closer to the short English E, E. And then the letters E and I, we call these the super vowels or the softies because they have the special powers, kind of like kryptonite with Superman, of making the letters C and G either hard or soft. And that's the next section. So take a look at the pronunciation guide. What is meant by a soft C is the ch sound, like in the word church, whereas a hard C sounds like k, like the word clock. A soft G sounds like j, or the letter J. A hard G sounds like g, as in the word go. There are only two times when the letters C and G are soft, and that's when they're followed immediately by an E or an I. And you see this in the center of the page under the memory trick. Now let's take a look at the chart. Soft C sounds. CI is chi. CE is che. CHI, ki. And CHEK. So as soon as you put that H in, which you noticed previously is always silent, it has the special power of separating the C from the I or the C from the E and turning it into a k sound. It's no longer soft. It's no longer chi. You drop in the H, it's ki. Che, you put the H between the C and the E, now it's ke. Other hard sounds with the letter C is ka, ko, ku, and then with the letter G, ga, go, gu. Then you look way to the end. Soft GI is G. GE is J. But again, if you put an H between the G and the I, it's gi. And if you put an H between the G and the E, it's now ge. Then let's look at some examples of words with the soft C and G, the ch and the j. Examples in Italian is esempi. So the first word is cinque, or five. Sicilia, or Sicily. Città, meaning city. Giorgio, the man's name. Parmigiano, Parmesan cheese. Cento, meaning 100. Piacere, or pleasure. Concerto, concert. Gentile, meaning kind. Generale, meaning general. And gente, or people. Examples of words with the hard C and G sound, or k and g, are chiesa, church. Paghiamo, we pay. Che, meaning what, or also that. Spaghetti. Carino, meaning cute, or pretty, or sweet. Gara, a race. Corretto, correct. Cuore, heart. Albergo, hotel. And guasto, meaning broken, as in out of order. A toilette, a bathroom, or an elevator could be guasto. Then at the bottom of this cheat sheet, other sounds. So the GN in Italian is gna. Like in Spanish, an N with a tilde over the top, gna. Or like the Three Stooges, gna, gna, gna. Gnocchi, the potato dumplings. Sognare, to dream. Signora, ma'am, or Mrs. or lady. And signore, Mr. or Sir. So the GN is always gna when those two letters fall together. The G is silent, it's not ga. The next sound is li, G-L-I. That's pronounced as in the English word million, so li. The G again is silent. Words are moglie, wife, maglietta, t-shirt, tagliatelle, a type of pasta, and famiglia, meaning family.